This news update's being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. We have two separate cases for the same individual. The defendant, Aaron Matthew Laycock, has been convicted and sentenced for a series of crimes driven by a gambling problem. After stealing funds from his stepbrother, he fabricated an elaborate story involving a kidnapping by two large black men to mislead law enforcement, escalating a simple theft into a significant waste of police resources. While the defense highlighted his youth, lack of prior record, difficulty in upbringing, and eventual confession and restitution, both the prosecution and court focused on severity of the deception. The court ultimately overrode the probation department's more lenient recommendation, imposing a harsher sentence that would include 30 months probation, 90 days in jail with credit for one day served, and 30 days of upfront jail time, underscoring that attempt to manipulate justice system was more severe transgression than the initial theft itself. And in the second case, the arraignment of Aaron Matthew Laycock on Monday on 7 counts, including 2 capital offenses, carjacking and armed robbery, established the key legal and logistical parameters for a jury trial. Following a not guilty plea to all charges, the court set firm deadlines for motions, plea bargains, and witness lists, culminating in a trial date of August 4, 2026 at 9 a.m. The most significant strategic development was the court's decision to radically increase the defendant's bond from a nominal $5,000 to $250,000 cash surety, citing the woefully inadequate nature of the original bond given the gravity of the two life sentence charges. This single judicial action fundamentally alters the defense pretrial reality and the strategic leverage in the case. A variety of water matters were discussed at this month's Ubley Village meeting. The fourth and last quarter water bills were sent out, and the first quarterly water bill was sent for this year, will be sent out first week of April. That announcement was followed with a discussion of a proposed 2% increase for water service, which would increase the village rate from $3.77 per 1,000 gallons to $3.85. The council approved tabling that issue until the next meeting. The council then approved replacing the outdated water chlorination system for $18,685 and spending $19,784 for a new water meter reading system. Also, Clerk Deb Barbutch requested all water bills be paid with cash, be paid at the bank. The drop box at the village halls to be used for payments by check or money orders, explained Butch. In other water-related issues, the DPW's been busy with snow plowing, marking missed dig locations, and attending Zoom classes for lead detection. The classes are necessary for Vince Kuntz, who's now the newly selected DPW supervisor, to perform his duties. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Don't miss the huge inventory reduction sale on lawn and garden equipment going on now at Tri-County Equipment. We're talking leftover John Deere riders, John Deere mowers, John Deere Zero Turns, Frontier Implements, Toro Zero Turn mowers, Honda generators, and water pumps. This is your chance to save big on Tri-County Equipment's leftover inventory. This equipment is going to look a whole lot better in your garage than sitting in Tri-County's warehouse. If you've been thinking about upgrading your mower, replacing that old generator, or getting ready for spring projects, now is the time. Spring weather is on its way. Be ready when your ground and grass are. You will be when you stop into your nearest Tri-County Equipment location and ask about these incredible deals before they're gone. But don't wait. This huge inventory reduction sale ends March 31st. So hurry in for huge discounts and great savings today.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back with two obituaries this morning. David Hacker of Elkton, age 89, passed away peacefully Thursday, March 12th, in McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. Dave was born February 9th, 1937, in Bad Axe. He met Janet K. Anderson and got married on September 19th, 1959. He is survived by his loving wife, Janet Hacker, his children, Larry, Dennis, Jeff, Don, Chris, their 14 grandchildren and 13 great-grandchildren. In accordance to Dave's wishes, cremations take place, and the celebration of life for Dave will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, March 21st, at Harvest Church of Bad Axe. The family will be present to share food and memories at the church's fellowship hall following the service, and memorials may be made to the Harvest Church. The family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home, and you can share your memories with the family at Ransford Funeral Home. And Catherine Ellen McTaggart, age 95, of Port Hope, passed away March 12th, Thursday. She was born on February the 19th, 1931, in Grindstone City, Michigan. Kay met a young man, Harold McTaggart, and they were united in marriage on May 5th, 1951. She is survived by her three children, Alan, Jean, and Deborah, her six grandchildren, and eight great-grandchildren. Funeral service for Kay will be on Monday, March 16th at 11 a.m. at Port Hope United Methodist Church, with burial following in the New River Cemetery. Friends can call Family Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach on Sunday, March 15th from 2 to 8 p.m., Visitation on Monday will be at the church beginning at 10 a.m. till time of service at 11 a.m. Memorials may be offered to the Port Hope Chamber of Commerce Fireworks Fund, the Grindstone Port Hope Sportsman's Club, the Port Hope United Methodist Church, or to a donor of your choice. You can share your memories with the family at RamseyFH.com.
Looking for something fun to do in the Thumb? Stay connected with ThumbNet's community calendar. From festivals and fundraisers to concerts and community events, you'll find everything happening right here in the Thumb and beyond. Check it out anytime on your laptop, tablet, or cell phone. Where you go, ThumbNet goes with you. Don't miss out on what's happening near you. Visit ThumbNet.net's website and stay connected to your community. Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And we're back with more news. President Trump has intensified calls for a global naval coalition to secure the Strait of Hormuz following an Iranian blockade. The administration's currently reviewing requests for allies like South Korea to send warships to the region to ensure the flow of global energy supplies. The move comes as the U.S. government warns that the closure of this vital waterway could have catastrophic effects on domestic gas prices. Tensions remain high as the State Department balances military deterrence with diplomatic pressure. And the Iranian Foreign Ministry announced today that Strait of Hormuz is officially closed to any vessels belonging to the U.S., Israel, and their allies. However, Foreign Minister Aragachi clarified that the route remains open to friendly nations. The blockades prompted many international shipping companies to reroute vessels around the Cape of Good Hope, significantly increasing a global shipping time. This move is seen as Iran's primary leverage in the ongoing conflict. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Ortis Ford of Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven.
Spring into a new ride at Ortis. Take advantage of these sunshine deals before it's too late. Whether you're looking at buying or leasing, Ortis has a deal for you. How about a new Ford Mustang convertible with heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, 19-inch polished aluminum wheels, premium audio, and adaptive cruise control as low as $43,440? Lease a 2026 Explorer Active, plus seats 4x4 for 3 years for only $437 per month. Lease a 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 Black Package for 3 years for only $440 per month. In stock are several different Ford Mavericks, including both hybrid and EcoBoost in various different colors. Current offers end March 31st. Payments are for AZ Plan customers with 10,500 miles per year and $2,000 due at signing. No security deposit is required. Payments include factory rebates for trade assist, renewal, and plan cash where applicable.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.